Some gifts arrive quietly, without announcement or expectation, yet they carry a weight that cannot be measured in the moment they are received. They unfold slowly over time, revealing themselves layer by layer as life presses forward. The painting on my wall is one of those gifts. It was given to me in the rawness of grief, in days when everything felt unsteady and unfamiliar. The absence of my mom was not yet something I knew how to live with. It was something I was trying to survive. At the time, I could see the painting's beauty and recognize the care that went into it, but I could not yet fully grasp what it would come to mean to me. It hangs there now, not just as art, but as a quiet witness to a season that changed me. The cross stands at the center, silhouetted against a horizon both distant and near. Light wraps it, pressing through darkness instead of avoiding it. The light does not rush or demand notice, but remains steady and present, as if it understands that hope is not always something we can reach for. Sometimes hope must reach for us. Over time, what I began to see in that painting extended beyond it. I have come to understand that most of us have something like that, even if we cannot name it. It is not always a painting or something we can point to, but something placed in our lives at a moment when we did not have the strength to search for hope on our own. It may have been a conversation that came at just the right time, a person who stayed when it would have been easier to step back, or even a quiet awareness that God had not stepped away, even when everything in us wondered if he had. These moments do not necessarily change our circumstances, but they change how we endure them. And sometimes that is where the deeper work begins. When my mom died, the world did not stop, though it felt as though it should have. Everything continued in a way that felt disorienting, as life moved forward while something in me felt left behind. People spoke, time moved, and responsibilities remained. Yet underneath it all was a quiet fracture that no one else could fully see. Grief has a way of isolating, even when you are surrounded, creating a space where words feel insufficient and explanations seem unnecessary. While our stories may not look the same, that quiet reshaping, the sense of shifting beneath the surface, is something many of us carry in ways we rarely put into words. It was in that space that the painting was given to me, not as a solution or an attempt to fix what could not be fixed, but as something far more meaningful. It offered presence and understanding, a kind of care that did not try to explain away the pain, but instead acknowledged it. That kind of care is rare, carrying a quiet power because it meets you where you are, rather than where people wish you would be. And it is often this kind of care that finds us in moments like that. It does not draw attention to itself or require recognition. Instead, it simply sees and responds. In doing so, it reminds you that even in the hardest seasons, you are not as alone as you feel. These moments stay with us, not because they remove the pain, but because they stand alongside it and refuse to let it be the only thing present. As time has passed, the painting has become more than a reminder of that moment. Now, it is a steady place for my eyes to land when my heart feels heavy again, a heaviness that still comes and goes without warning. Grief does not follow a straight or predictable path. It softens and shifts, and at times, it surprises, returning with a sharpness that can feel almost as fresh as at the beginning. What has changed is not the absence of grief. It is the presence of something alongside it, something that remains even when the weight has not lifted and the questions have not settled. The cross in that painting does not stand in a world untouched by darkness. It stands in the midst of it. The light that surrounds it does not erase the shadows, but breaks through them. That is a different kind of hope than the one we often expect. It does not promise that everything will quickly make sense or be restored in the way we would choose. Instead, It offers something quieter and more enduring. The assurance that, even here, even in the places we would not have chosen, something steady remains. That truth reaches far beyond a single painting or a single moment. It speaks to the deeper reality that our lives are not built on circumstances that remain stable, because they do not. Our emotions shift. Our understanding changes. And the things we once relied on can be altered in ways we never anticipated. Yet, in the midst of all of that, there is something that does not move, something that does not waver with every change that comes. The cross stands as a reminder of that. Not because life is untouched by sorrow, but because even in the presence of sorrow, it remains steady and unshaken. I think many of us are slowly learning that hope is not always a feeling we can access or name. Even when our emotions lag behind, hope can still exist. It appears when all else feels uncertain, in small signs that we are still supported even when unsteady, and in the truth that our foundation does not rely on our own grip. What was given to me in that season was more than a painting. It was a reminder that light still breaks through. Quiet care still shows up in ways that are deeply meaningful. Hope, even when it feels distant, has not left us. Whatever your version of that season may be, whatever you are carrying that feels heavier than it should, I hope you will begin to notice not only what has been lost, but what remains. Sometimes the presence of what remains is where hope quietly begins again. Lord, you see every hidden place in our hearts, every quiet grief we carry, and every question we have not yet found the words to ask. You know the weight of what we have lost and the ways it has reshaped us. Thank you for meeting us there, not with rushed answers, but with your steady and unchanging presence. Thank you for the ways you place reminders of your love in our lives, sometimes through people, sometimes through moments, and sometimes through things we do not fully understand at first. Teach us to recognize what remains when everything else feels uncertain. Help us to see that even in sorrow, we are not abandoned. Even when we feel unsteady, we are still being held. Anchor our hearts in the truth that our hope is found in you, not in circumstances that shift. When we struggle to feel that hope, remind us gently that it is still there because you are still there. In Jesus' name, amen.